This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A report from the Institute for Public Policy Research, IPR, has warned that nearly 8 million jobs in the UK are at risk of being lost to artificial intelligence, AI, creating a potential jobs apocalypse. The report highlights that women, younger workers, and those on lower wages are the most vulnerable to automation. Entry-level, part-time, and administrative jobs are particularly at risk under a worst-case scenario for the adoption of AI technologies over the next 3 to 5 years. The IPPR urges the UK to take action in order to navigate this potential crisis and ensure that AI is used to drive economic growth and improve living standards. The think tank suggests that the UK is currently at a sliding doors moment as an increasing number of companies adopt generative AI technologies that can automate various workplace tasks. The first wave of AI adoption is already putting jobs at risk, but the report warns that a second wave could lead to the automation of even more jobs as AI technology continues to advance. The IPPR conducted an analysis of 22,000 tasks across the economy and estimated that 11% of tasks currently performed by workers are at risk of being replaced by AI. However, this could potentially increase to 59% during the second wave of AI adoption as technology becomes capable of handling more complex processes. Routine cognitive tasks such as database management, scheduling, and stock taking are already at risk with entry-level and part-time jobs in secretarial work, administration, and customer services being particularly vulnerable. The second wave of AI adoption could also impact non-routine tasks, including the creation of databases, copywriting, and graphic design. This would potentially affect higher-earning jobs. The IPPR highlights that women are likely to be significantly more affected due to their concentration in occupations that are more exposed to automation, like secretarial and administrative roles. In the worst-case scenario for the second wave of AI adoption, the report suggests that 7.9 million jobs could be displaced. This would nullify any gains in productivity, resulting in zero GDP growth within 3 to 5 years. On the other hand, in a best-case scenario where the workforce is fully augmented with generative AI, no jobs would be lost, and the size of the economy could increase by 4%, equivalent to £92 billion per year. The IPPR emphasizes the need for government action to prevent a jobs apocalypse and to effectively harness the power of AI for economic growth and improved living standards. Carson Jung, senior economist at the IPPR, states that while technology can lead to major disruptions in the labor market, it also has the potential to significantly boost economic growth. He calls for government, employers, and unions to make important decisions now to ensure that the deployment of AI is managed effectively. Failure to act in a timely manner could have detrimental consequences.